The Southeast Alaska State Fair issued a press release to announce Juno Drag will remain on the lineup for this summer's fair. As a concession to parents who do not want their children to see the act, Juno Drag will perform at 9 p.m., 2 hours later than originally scheduled. Amanda Randles is the Community Outreach Director at the fair.
We moved it to 9 to accommodate. There was some parents were concerned about their kids still being there and seeing it, but we had a really similar amount of people concerned about their kids not being able to see it, so we didn't want to go any later than that. So that's sort of our compromise time is 9 o'clock.
Randles found herself in the middle of a lively debate that took over the town since the artist lineup was announced in early March. The fair received hundreds of letters, both for and against hosting a drag show. The newly hired executive director quit and left town. A town hall was scheduled, then canceled. Comments were posted on Facebook. Looking back, Randles says it was all worth it.
I have talked to people who've had changes of mind, but I've also had really great conversations with people who wanted to be heard and were willing to listen, and changes of mind didn't necessarily happen in that moment, but there was lots of, oh, I didn't know that's how that worked, or, oh, I didn't understand that that's what this was, on all sides, you know? So I feel like it's always good when we're communicating.
Half of the fair's written statement is dedicated to correcting one widespread misconception. Many letters opposed hosting a drag act at a public venue. The press release states the fair is a private nonprofit. Even though the fairgrounds are open to the public most of the year, the facilities are owned by the nonprofit as private property. The press release goes on to say most of the fair's funding comes from the events it hosts, and borough grants account for less than 5% of its budget. Randles sees the sometimes rocky public conversation in Haines as a strength. She says community members feel their opinions matter.
Democracy's happening here, however bumpy that is. And while situations like this are challenging and nobody wants to be the target of people yelling at them, it's great to see so many people care. And the fair cares about them too.
Juno Drag will perform on Friday, July 28th at 9 o'clock on the main stage. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.